Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Showtime.
How y'all feel?
T.T. Badger. Multi-hostile. Highly motivated.
I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to each and everybody as we get going to the weekend. Hope you got a little early start. It's always my hope on a Friday. Shane Dennis on the other side of the aisle. Max Power is producing today, and Shane, what's going on with the Wichita wind surge? What administratively, what's happening? There's a steady stream of people leaving the front office. Steady stream, is that fair to say? But at least three that I know of.
A trickle of people
trickle?
Leaving
okay.
That you wouldn't expect in a inaugural season. Most
right.
Recently, their GM, fairly important. See, here's a thing that we need to probably just draw a line in the sand, right? Because this probably won't affect whatever the fans see on the field, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter who comes and goes to the front office.
Right.
Nobody in the stands will notice that or probably care. But it's weird, at the very least. Now, it started with the sadness of Lou Schweckheimer passing away.
Yeah.
But one of his right-hand guys that he hired to bring affiliated baseball back to Wichita resigned in December, and that was Jay Miller. By all accounts, from everybody that knew him, all-around good guy, great baseball guy, was the president of the Wind Surge when he was here.
Hmm.
Well, there's not a president anymore. There's only a couple of partners and CEOs and CFOs in addition to general partners, according to staff directory. But they did have a GM, and his name was Jared Forma, but they don't anymore. And it was, I just found it, like I said, this has nothing to do with the on-field product because they won again last night. They're 7-2, and fans likely won't notice. But it's weird, man, because after all this time
right.
that we've all waited for affiliated baseball, the GM and the executive vice president basically got the team to opening day in Wichita and then stepped down, which according to Jordan Kobritz, the team's CEO, that was the plan for a long time, that he was just going to get the team to the opening week in Wichita and then step down. Like this was known in the front office for quite some time now. I'm no GM and I'm no CEO, but last I checked, GM's job is not just to get the franchise to opening day and then shut her down. I don't know what's wrong with the front office, but the president and the GM over the last 6 months have both, in essence, quit. So now the acting GM will be the former senior manager of fan experience, Bob Mollett, which I think we had Bob on the show once upon a time talking about.
I believe we did.
Talking about something. I don't know if it was a nickname or something else, but Bob, I think, was on the show. But so now he's the acting GM, and we'll see if anybody else falls in line of Jared Forma quitting due to leadership, for example. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on if anybody else is looking for other work. But fair question. What's going on with the front office with the wind surge? I don't know the answer to that. Basically, the guy I was talking about, Jordan Kobritz, who's a team CEO, like I said, I'm paraphrasing, he said that was the plan. It's been for a little while now. For Jared Forma to get us to opening week in Wichita, and then he'd step down, which he has. And back in December, he shared with us that Jay Miller, when he quit, didn't share any details about it. And Jordan Kobritz doesn't have a policy of getting involved in internal personal matters and discussing them with the public. That's what he said to Cake and the Business Journal back in December. So, and I'm reading tea leaves here that this is just the price of doing business. This happens. People come and go. To inaugural franchises, I would hope it wouldn't. This isn't how it goes. But what do I care? You know, the team's 7-2, and they won again last night. So stay tuned. Well, I guess we'll.
I guess so. You just want to have, I think that you summed it up nicely. It's odd. Timing is weird. Makes you wonder a little bit. And we'll see. I mean, this is a franchise that came in, put everything on hold for a year. Now that you've got baseball going and you're losing people. Odd. Just odd.
According to the staff directory, we've got two general partners. That's Jane Schweckheimer and Dan Carney. And then after that, it's guys and gals that pound the pavement. You know, director of sales, director of marketing. Bob was the senior manager of fan experience, now the acting GM. Operations, director of tickets. You know, all the way on down the line, what you would have in any minor league system or any minor league organization. But the ones at the very top, what's December to May? January, February, March, April, 5 months. Last 5 months, the two most important people on paper have quit. So, but like I said, on the field, I know as a player, for example, I'll give you my unsolicited opinion. They don't know or care, nor should they. And the organization is going to filter and funnel players through Wichita as they see fit, regardless of the front office. So the product on the field, you won't notice. And as far as the fan experience, is that 100% all we care about as a fan? Or maybe we're going to notice the turmoil or upheaval in the front office? I'm not sure that that would trickle down to the fans. I don't know.
You're right. No, I don't think it probably does. Or if it does, you don't notice it because, well, I mean, you would notice it if the fan experience was somehow compromised.
Sure.
Because you didn't have the proper kind of leadership or direction and plan. But I would imagine that that plan is pretty much in place, isn't it? Wouldn't you think?
They've had a long time to put it in place.
Yeah, I mean, we're 9 games into a new season after not having a year to play baseball. Can't imagine that that's not all put into place. But it's just...
And 3 games of a homestand. So we've got our feet on the ground here in Wichita, too. Mm-hmm. You know, halfway through a 6-gamer with Amarillo. And on the field last night, it was... I don't know if it was the biggest comeback in Surge history, short as it may be, but they were down 7-1 and came back to win the game.
Well, there you go.
On a beautiful night for baseball, and down 7-1 after 2.5.
And Austin, who apparently is going to become our Wind Surge correspondent, now as a season ticket holder, and glad to have him do so, was giving us fairly good updates on seating and capacity and crowd, and sounded like it was a decent crowd.
He was right. There were more people there last night than the previous night. And now its attendance was 3340.
Okay.
And they saw the last two nights, whatever you wanted, you got. Last night was 9-8, a furious comeback. The night I went was a near no-hitter and a walk-off in the ninth, 1-0. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
No matter what you wanted, if you went both nights the last two nights, you went home satisfied as long as you were rooting for the home team. So, like I said, on the field, they're 7-2. There were finally home runs hit. First home runs at Riverfront Stadium were struck last night. Unfortunately, the first one was hit by the hated sod poodles in the first inning off of Dakota Chalmers.
I can't believe it took three games. You're telling me there's not a left-handed hitter in one of those two lineups with a little pop?
Well, the wind wasn't doing much the last two nights, and if anything, it was blowing in off the Arkansas a little.
Okay.
And actually, the night I went, the dude that came the closest was our boy Camden Duzenak, the former Dallas Baptist shortstop. He had a couple to the track and left, but it was like 50-some degrees, and ball just wasn't carrying. Now, wait till it warms up a little bit. There'll be some. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It took till last night. Jose Herrera hit the first one off of Dakota Chalmers in the first inning. And then I think Wichita immediately popped one in the bottom of the first. Yeah. Jermaine Palacios, he extended his hitting streak to 9. He had a 3-run home run in the bottom of the third inning to make it 7-5, and now we had a ball game. So, we're getting our firsts out of the way on the field, and the Wind Surge 7-2, but some weirdness in the front office, which, like I said, the on-the-field stuff is going good, and as long as the ticket sales and butts and seats continue to be good and the weather warms up and we get some, well, I'm sure we'll have firework night before you know it, but and school gets out and all that stuff. So we're getting closer to that.
All that stuff. Sure.
So that was a pretty eventful night on and off the field down at Riverfront Stadium yesterday afternoon. The news kind of started getting out there that they no longer have a real GM. They have an acting one in place now, but more to follow, perhaps. Perhaps not. All right, we will lay out the show for you. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets out at Tyler Crossing. Home of the daily lunch special. What do we got out there? Oh, the specialty burger lunch special. Yeah, quarter pound cheeseburger with fries, $5.95. Specialty burger for $6.50. There you go. It's Friday out there. Some of the stuff that we need to get to today: baseball and softball, both shockers. That is.
That's good. We're getting to some baseball that we probably aren't as excited about.
Oh, you mean Hunter Dozier being 0-30? And the Royals pushing a losing streak that's nine years in the making?
And wasting a good offensive night because they couldn't get a hit with runners in scoring position and traffic all game long and couldn't score a damn run till they got two in the ninth?
And wasted Chris Bubich's good outing out of the pen, too.
We found something in Chris Bubich, though.
He's kind of
maybe
jack of all trades. Whatever you need me to do, I can do it.
And seems to have the mentality to do it. Kept him in that game last night. It was like a start.
Sure did.
It was a reverse start.
Yep.
He was good.
Yeah, 80 pitches, no runs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Surge won. The Royals lost. Common themes this week. And the Shocker baseball team opens a series today, actually, day-night doubleheader, as we're getting used to here in these COVID times. Softball team knows who it's going to play tonight. Down in Tulsa, they'll play the Golden Hurricane. So we're down to four left in the softball American tournament, which unfortunately for Christy Breadbinner, I know she didn't want to hear me say this, and none of the players should either, but it's kind of a low-pressure American Conference softball tournament for Wichita State. They've done their work. They've done what they needed to do. They don't need to win this thing. Be nice, but honestly, I don't know what winning two games and hoisting that trophy would do when it comes to seeding.
Yeah, don't you just want to play well? I mean, really, I think that's kind of that. You hope that wins come from it, and it's always nice to win something. But they've done the heavy lifting in the regular season. You just want to be playing well. That's all.
Anyway, so our guy.
It's not a waste of a weekend, but I mean, it's not an important weekend.
So anyway, we'll have the Shocker preview coming up at 10:25. Headlines at 10 o'clock. Our guy Burnsy from the Brewers did it. Garrett Cole, though, in a different way, can eclipse him. There's some devil in the details, but we'll get to that at 10 o'clock. Also, take your calls if you want. You want to talk to us, 869-1240. That's hotline. So there you go. That's what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets. And before we
Jack Flaherty's off to a really good start, isn't he? Speaking of that game with the Brewers,
is he 7-0 now?
Yeah, 7-0. Yeah, he's good.
He's a really good pitcher.
By the way, Burns 2-3 now with a 0.64 whip. Is that any good? How are you 2-3 with a .64 whip?
That just goes to show you how hard it is to win a baseball game as a pitcher.
God, you're right. You are right.
It's hard to win a game when you're a pitcher. Before we totally get off the win surge with their thrilling 9-8 win last night, that homestand continues tonight too. I need to remind you that now through June 11th, you stop by any participating Wichita retailer and find the text code in the Coors Light section while you stock up on Coors Light, and you could win a 4-pack of tickets to the Father's Day Win Surge game on June 20th. And at the same time, qualify for the ultimate Father's Day gift, the Coors Light keg grill and rolling cooler, valued at around $370. So that'll be awesome for Father's Day. So go there, get the text code, do that, stock up on Coors Light, make sure you're 21, and don't have to worry about your unlimited plan, and don't text and drive while you do it. So there you go.
I like the make sure you're 21.
Well, I don't mean to mislead people, but you're not going to get the rolling cooler or the keg grill if you're not 21. You're just not. So,
well, you got to be 21. Yeah. That's only fair. Yeah, exactly.
And they haven't moved the limit to how old you are to buy Coors Light. Darn it. So,
Shane, are you taking off the mask? Are you taking the masks off after the direction of the CDC yesterday? Masks coming off in Wichita?
It will remain on me, however it was before.
It's right, nothing much changes.
No, and I
agree.
You want to take it off, take it off. And I've seen some people take it off. If I go into the quick shop, it's on. If I go into Dylan's, I'm going to put it on. And
I'm with you.
I don't want to hear, honestly, I don't want to hear backlash from other people that have it on if I don't have it on. I'm going path of least resistance, and I think that's keep it on. Because it's not hurting me, and it's not hurting you if I got it on. So the answer is no.
Good for you.
I'm going to keep it on.
All right.
It's approaching 9:20. The Royals are really mastering playing just well enough to lose. And Daniel Lynch, bless his heart, has an ERA just south of 16. What to make of him? There were some good in that Detroit series. You got to squint to find it. And now they go to the south side and play 2-7s today against the White Sox.
God.
Brad Keller is left to try to snap a losing streak that's only been matched from the 2012 team that lost 12 in a row. They are still only 16-20, as bad as they've been. Can they turn it around? We'll talk Royals, and we'll take your calls if you want when we come back on a Friday.